Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Savannah, Georgia's mayor is warning people to stay home. Atlanta's emergency rooms are filling with hypothermia patients. Part of I-10 outside Tallahassee, Florida was closed down today because of a rare snowfall. North Carolina is in a state of emergency through Friday because of the cold. And there is a storm hitting the whole East Coast today and tonight. Let's bring back meteorologist David Epstein. David, you say New England will experience bombogenesis.
Yes, it's a term, it's a meteorological term that explains a storm that rapidly intensifies. So if a storm intensifies 1 millibar per hour over the course of a day, basically getting stronger, that's a meteorological way to say it. Rapid intensification is another way to say it. So we're going to experience the effects of a storm, which is rapidly intensifying across New England. And that same storm, as you mentioned, is bringing snow and ice all the way from the panhandle of Florida up to Maine. It's amazing. I see winter storm watches and warnings from Florida to Maine. You don't see that very much.
No. And just before we leave my favorite word, bombogenesis, somebody said it sounds biblical, you know, because Genesis is in there. But it's also called a bomb cyclone, bomb hurricane.
Bombogenesis is, again, just a term that explains rapid intensification. So a hurricane could undergo bombogenesis. A nor'easter can undergo bombogenesis. It's an adjective to describe the way a storm's going to intensify.
Okay, we'll be looking for that. But in Florida, Disney World has already closed some of its water attractions. How cold do you think it might get in Florida?
Yeah, I was looking at the wind chill advisories, which go almost down the entire panhandle, which is pretty amazing. And even in West Palm Beach for tomorrow morning, when folks get up there, the wind chills will be right around that 30-degree mark. That's pretty cold for places that don't experience that kind of chill. And around Disney World tomorrow morning, it'll be about freezing temperatures during the day. Thursday, they're only getting into the 50s. And the same thing on Friday, Saturday. Finally, on Sunday, they'll start to near 70. So it's 3 days of really cold weather, the type of weather you're not going to want to be swimming in that part of the country.
Right. Well, and talk about the Midwest as well, because they're really having this cold snap as well. What are you seeing there?
Well, the upper Midwest continues to be very cold. Places in International Falls, Minnesota, of course, we saw some records over the past week. Temperatures there today are below zero. They're not going to get above zero until sometime on Friday in parts of the upper Midwest, and those temperatures continue. I do see a nationwide thaw eventually coming for the second half of January. It'll overspread the entire country at that point. So we are looking for a break from winter, but you're going to have to hold on another 10 to 15 days.
Well, meanwhile, with this storm coming up the coast, obviously there's going to be crops further south that people will be worried about, and electricity. I with the heavy snow that many parts are getting, followed by, someone said, and then it's really going to get cold, as if it hasn't been cold, starting Friday, I understand, another cold snap. What can we be worried about? I mean, electricity, I'm thinking.
Yeah, so parts of the Northeast will experience this snowstorm. And if that were the only thing we were getting, it would be a typical wintertime snowstorm. It's not unusual in that sense. But the winds with the storm combined with power outages, then you add in very cold weather, temperatures not reaching 10 over most of New England for the daytime on Friday and Saturday, especially. That's when it's the core of the cold. If you lose your power, it won't take long for the pipes to get cold enough for the water in them to freeze. And then when it does warm up, the pipes actually start bursting. The cold in itself, if you don't have power, that can be problematic and downright dangerous for folks with temperatures below zero here Saturday night.
It is biblical. Meteorologist David Epstein, it's winter. Thank you for talking about the upcoming bombogenesis effect. Did I use it correctly as an adjective?
The upcoming bombogenesis low pressure system.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
We now turn to the southern U.S., where residents are enduring a rare winter snow and ice. Highways as far south as Florida have been closed, many flights canceled, and as NPR's Tovia Smith tells us, New Englanders are bracing for much worse as the storm moves rapidly north and picks up strength.
Forecasters are calling it a bomb cyclone because of severe drops in barometric pressure that are expected to create winds gusting at hurricane force. Boston may see blizzard conditions and up to a foot of snow falling fast. Mayor Marty Walsh says the challenge will be to clear it all before temperatures plummet further Friday.
It's important for us that we get the snow off of the ground tomorrow, because once the freeze comes in, it will be almost impossible to move the ice that will be formed.
Walsh says the potential for coastal flooding and down power lines is especially concerning given the frigid temperatures. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
You're listening to NPR News.